The British and Irish prime ministers continued talks with Northern Ireland's ruling parties at Hillsborough Castle today in an effort to avert a breakdown of the power-sharing executive. The predominantly Catholic Sinn Féin and the Protestant DUP are deadlocked on the devolution of policing and justice powers. Political analyst Robin Wilson says the current impasse is symptomatic of the executive's lack of political will to govern.
Sinn Féin is demanding that control of policing and justice, which is currently still in the hands of London, be transferred to Belfast. And most people in Northern Ireland would support that. But frankly, most people in Northern Ireland don't see that as nearly as important as whether they've got a job tomorrow in the current economic crisis or a whole host of other more serious problems. On the other side, the Democratic Unionist Party is demanding, as a precondition of the devolution of policing and justice powers in return, it is demanding changes in the way that Protestant communal parades in Northern Ireland are dealt with. And again, this is an issue of some concern in the Protestant community, but it's not an issue that most people over their breakfast tables this morning were agonizing over. And again, is really being used as a barometer of who's winning and who's losing. And that's the problem in all of this. It is a zero-sum game. The British and Irish governments are trying to put together some kind of a package that would please both sides. But the reaction one would get from the person in the street about the government here is that it doesn't seem to be delivering anything, that it seems to be characterized by inertia and an apparent lack of concern or interest in addressing the day-to-day economic and social concerns of most people.